Stephen Dobbin Dham Pujai. Ganga Devi, Jamuni Devi, Tulsi Devi Pujai. Shrimati Bhakti Devi Pujai. Gorkha. All glorious to the assembled devotees. All glorious to the assembled devotees. All glorious to the lotus feet of Shri Shri Guru. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
We're continuing our study of Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 12, Chapter 3, text number, what is it?
50, 51, 52.
Mriyamanir, Abhidyeyo, Bhagavan, Parameshvara, Atma Bhavam Nayat Yanga Savartma Sarvasantraya Mriyamanir Abhidyeyo Bhagavan Parameshvara Atma Bhavam Nayat Yanga Sarvatma Sarvasamchaya Mriyamanir Abhidyeyo Bhagavan Parameshvara Atma Bhavan Nayat Yanga Sarvatma Sarvasamchaya Atma Bhavam Nayat Yanga Saratma Sadasamchaya Niyamani Abhidyeyo Bhagavan Paramishvara Atma Bhavam Nayat Yanga Sarvatma Sarvasamcha. Ladies. Miyamanir Abhidyeyo Bhagavan Parameshvara Bhavam Nayat Yanga Sarvatma Sarvasamchaya. Mriyamanai. By those who are dying. Abhidyeya. Meditated upon. Bhagavan. The personality of Godhead. Parameshvara. The Supreme Lord. Atma Bhava. Their own true identity. Nayati. Leads them to Anga, my dear King, Sarvatma, the Supreme Soul, Sarvasamchaya, the shelter of all beings. Translation: my dear King, the personality of Godhead is the ultimate controller. He is the Supreme Soul and the supreme shelter of all beings. When meditated upon by those about to die, he reveals to them their own eternal spiritual identity.
Wow.
Yes, responsibly. My dear King, the personality of Godhead
is the ultimate controller.
He is the Supreme Soul.
He is the Supreme Soul.
And the Supreme Shelter of all beings.
And the Supreme Shelter of all beings.
When meditated upon.
By those about to die.
He reveals to them.
Their own eternal spiritual identity.
So we can read together text 51. Kalir dosha nide rajan asti eko mahaguna kirtana deva krishnasya mukta sangha parambuja. Translation. My dear king, although Kali Yuga is an ocean of faults, there is still one good quality about this age. Simply by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, one can become free from material bondage and be promoted to the transcendental kingdom. We should repeat that. My dear king, although Kali Yuga is an ocean of faults, there is still one good quality about this age. Simply by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra,
one can become free
from material bondage
and be promoted to the transcendental kingdom.
Purport. After mentioning the innumerable faults of this age of Kali, Shukadeva Goswami now mentions its one brilliant aspect. Just as one powerful king can kill innumerable thieves, one brilliant spiritual quality can destroy all the contamination of this age. It is impossible to overestimate the importance of chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, especially in this fallen age. Text 52. Kritaya Dayato Vishnu, Tritayam Yajato Makai, Dwarkare Paritayam, Kalauta Dari Kirtana. Translation. Whatever result was obtained in such a yuga by meditating on Vishnu, in Treta Yuga by performing sacrifices, and in Dwarpara Yuga by serving the Lord's lotus feet, can be attained in Kali Yuga simply by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra responsibly. Whatever result was obtained
in such a yuga
by meditating on Vishnu,
in
Treta
Yuga,
by performing sacrifices,
and in Dwarpara
Yuga, by serving the Lord's lotus feet, can be obtained in Kali Yuga simply by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Purport. A similar verse is found in the Vishnu Purana, also in the Padma Purana, and the Brihan Naradiya Purana. Jayan krite yajan jagyais, chaitayam dwapare archayam, yadapnuti tadapnuti kalau sankirtya keshava. Whatever is achieved by meditation in Satya Yuga, by the performance of sacrifice in Treta Yuga, and by the worship of Lord Krishna's lotus feet in Dwapara Yuga, is obtained in the age of Kali simply by glorifying the name of Lord Keshava. Srila Jiva Goswami has further quoted from the Brahma Vaivarta Purana concerning the degraded condition of people in Kali Yuga. Atta kalau tapo yoga vidya jagadika kriya sangha bhavanti na krita kushalir api dehi. Thus, in the age of Kali, the practices of austerity, yoga meditation, deity worship, sacrifice, and so on, along with their various subsidiary functions, are not properly carried out, even by the most expert embodied souls. End quote. Srila Jiva Goswami has also cited the Chaturmasya Mahatmya of the Skanda Purana concerning the necessity of chanting Hare Krishna in this age. Tata chaivo tamam loke tapashi hari kirtana kalau yuge visheshena Vishnu Prityai Samachara. In this way, the most perfect penance to be executed in this world is the chanting of the name of Lord Sri Hari. Especially in the age of Kali, one can satisfy the Supreme Lord Vishnu by performing some kirtan. In conclusion, massive propaganda should be made all over the world to induce people to chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, by which human society can be rescued from the dangerous ocean of the age of Kali. Thus end the purports of the humble servants of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada to the 12th canto, 3rd chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled The Bhumi Gita. So as Prana Govinda pointed out, these are extremely important verses. They are the very foundation and crux of our Vaishnava faith and the religion of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They are repeated incessantly, quoted by our founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada in his writings and expressed in his lectures. And not only within our sampradaya, this Brahma Madhva Gaudiya sampradaya, which is headed by Lord Brahma, but within the other three sampradayas. Also, these verses are quoted as the foundational tenet for the practice of the age of Kali, practice of religion, and rightly so, because the bona fide spiritual master and the bona fide representative of Krishna will only repeat what is given in the Vedic scriptures. The spiritual master, the sadhus, the shastra, they are always synonymous. The spiritual master is bona fide to the extent that the spiritual master repeats without changing the timeless, eternal message of the Vedic scriptures. This Srila Prabhupada explains again and again, and he quotes certain texts from the Vedas in support of this. So, so much might be said, one could speak for days and days about the importance of these texts and the meanings of these texts. The this verse, that whatever result is obtained in other yugas is obtained by chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, or we, because of our association and connection to Lord Chaitanya, we especially stress the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. In some lectures, Srila Prabhupada presents it more generally. Kirtanadeva Krishnasya, singing the holy names of Lord Krishna. And as Lord Chaitanya teaches in the second verse of his Shikshashtaka, that Lord Krishna has hundreds and millions of names, and each of them are equally potent. And we see that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would sing different bhajans. Hari Haraya Nama Krishna, Gopal Govinda Ram, Shima Dusudan, Krishna, 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 Krishna. Different bhajans, not just the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. But this Hare Krishna Mahamantra is specifically cited as being the most efficacious and powerful stringing together of Lord Krishna's holy names. And Lord Chaitanya specifically chanted the Hare Krishna Mahamantra in private japa and in kirtan. And as followers of Lord Chaitanya, we also promote specifically and expressly this chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Now these verses speak about sacrifice, and I wanted to speak about that. So what are some of the meanings of sacrifice? What does it mean to sacrifice? Someone?
To make sacred.
To make sacred. Something else?
For others' pleasure.
For others' pleasure. What for others' pleasure? What is sacrifice? When we do sacrifice, what are we doing? What does one do?
Make offering.
Make offering. Well, one, what I'm thinking of, is we set aside as sacred. We give up, just like during fire yagas, we sacrifice grains into the fire. We put ghee into the fire. We give up something. This is one of the dictionary definitions of sacrifice. When we're in school and we could go out at night and have fun, and instead we stay home to study, we're sacrificing. We're giving up something for another purpose. So this is sacrifice, yes? As Srila Prabhupada speaks in the 12th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, how one can serve Krishna with one's intelligence, with labor, with money, with land, by sacrificing them, giving them to Krishna, specifically by giving them to the missionary movement of Lord Chaitanya, of Krishna. And we sacrifice according to what we value. You see this? That we could go out at night and party, but because we value our future and the potential of a good job, we stay home and we study. Because we value, ultimately, our own future happiness. When a mother takes, or a father, takes special effort and time to cook something for the children, sacrificing their time. It may be hot in the kitchen. They sacrifice their comfort. Why? Because they value the children. What we value, we sacrifice for. We give up something. Does everyone see this? Yeah? Anyone disagree? So performing sacrifice, in part, I'm bringing out, means to show value. You know, the husband or the wife may say, I love you, but, you know, show me. And so when the husband brings something home that the wife mentioned sometime in the past, oh, you really care. You remember I had wanted this thing. You took the trouble to do this. So it's a sign of valuation. And we as human beings, as souls, we don't do well when we're not valued, do we? When we don't feel loved, when a child doesn't feel truly valued, or a wife, or a husband, or a parent, we don't do well. Why? Why is that? Why do we not do well when we don't feel valued and wanted? Why? Come on now. Someone say something. Because we want to be loved. It is our nature to be loved. Oh, you wanted me to say it. Because it's our nature to love and be loved. And there's nothing that gives us more happiness than love. There have been surveys taken that in workplaces, although companies may give benefit packages, it has been found that generally, when the employees feel genuinely wanted, genuinely valued, they really put out the extra effort because they feel loved. As we may remember from Srila Prabhupada's introduction to Nectar Devotion, he describes there, Srila Rupa Goswami describes, that we all have a propensity to love. And but the difficulty is that in this material world, we're loving things that are imperfect and temporary. And the only thing that will really satisfy us is the revival of our original loving relationship with Krishna. So when we, as a child or as a spouse or a parent, see the sacrifice of someone, we take it that they value us. And Krishna is the same way. Whenever we hear the Vaishnava saints explaining to us that Bhagavan, Krishna, he is the Parama Purusha, he is the Supreme Person. And whatever good qualities we have, he has. We have them because he has them. We enjoy being loved because he enjoys being loved. And so when we do sacrifice for Krishna, we are showing that we value him. We are taking our ghee, we're taking our bananas, we're taking our sesame seeds, and we're throwing them in the fire, Lord Vishnu, because we value you. And we're taking the time to sing bhajan, kirtan, because we value you. We could be doing so many other things with our time. We could be watching television, or playing video games, or doing this, or so many different things we may do. But when we take the time and sacrifice it, that I'm going to hear about Krishna, from Lord Krishna's point of view, wow, they value me. You know, the reading and studying of Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita and our bhakti shastras, it is not nearly an intellectual enterprise as it is an expression of valuation. When we sit there and we're thinking, this is boring, I don't want to do it, I want to go do this, but no, I want to advance in Krishna consciousness. I want to increase my love of Krishna. And we do it anyway. Krishna becomes touched. Like any person. Shrinvata swakata Krishna, punya shravana kirtana, riryanta stoa bhajani, vidinoti saritsita. That verse describes in the purport that Lord Krishna, when he sees that we're interested to hear about him, he really likes that. Like anyone would. And in reciprocation, he takes his broom and he cleanses our heart. Cheto darpana marjanam bhava mahadavi devagni nirvarpanam. The very first verse of the Shikshashtaka. That when we hear about Krishna, when we glorify him. So I noticed that in this text here, that the last verse, and then there's a quotation, simply by glorifying the name of Lord Keshava. Not just saying. Now, what is the definition of Sankirtan? What does Sankirtan mean? Who remembers? Huh? Congregation. So Sun means together. And Kirtan is not music, right?
Glorification.
It has a mood that, oh, Lord Krishna, oh, Srimati Radharani, you're so wonderful. Hare Krishna. It's a glorification. And Krishna becomes attracted by that, right? Isn't it? Why or how could God become a little boy, Damodar, and be running in fear of Mother Yashoda? You know, how could that be? Why would God do such a thing? It's unimaginable, you know. But because of the love of Mother Yashoda, because Mother Yashoda wants to love Krishna like that, so Krishna agrees that, all right, then I will act as your perfect son, and I will be naughty, and I will do things so you have to chase me. Yes. But it's all based upon love, isn't it? we hear, what's that? Patram pusvam palam toyam yome bhakcha, bhakcha, bhakti. Bhakcha mam avijananti, in the 11th chapter, isn't it? That I am, I can only be understood as I am by bhakti. I mean, we're not foaming at the mouth fanatics that no one can understand God. There's many ways to understand God. But Lord Krishna says one can only understand me fully in my two-armed form as the chariot driver of Arjuna, as the playful coward boy amongst the coward boys, by bhakti. So this chanting of Hare Krishna, the singing of Krishna's holy names, bhakti. And gradually, Śrīla Prabhupāda instructs us that as we go on performing bhakti, this sacrifice of showing our interest in Krishna, our appreciation for Krishna, our affection for Krishna, then in reciprocation, he reveals himself. There's a wonderful letter where Śrīla Prabhupāda describes to someone who asked that you just go on chanting Hare Krishna, reading these books, performing sankirtan, and then gradually, just as the sun rises, Krishna will reveal himself to you by the strength of our devotion. That, oh, you really want me. All right, you really want me? Take me. Yeah? But Krishna is equal. You don't want me? You don't want to know about me? Well, fine. If that's what you think you want, then don't for a while. But I love you so much that I will come back again and again. Parichanaya sadhanam vinashya chatuskutam. Because I love you and I want you, I will come back again and again to rescue you. Right? So we have that wonderful bhajan by Śrīla Bhaktivinoda Thakura. So many wonderful bhajans. This is from the Arundhaya Kirtan set of Śrīla Bhaktivinoda Thakura's Gītāvali. You can hear Śrīla Bhaktivinoda Thakura glorify the chanting of Hare Krishna. I can hardly do justice for it. When a tinge of red on the eastern horizon heralded the sunrise, the jewel of the twice-born Lord Gaurasundar immediately awakened. Taking his devotees with him, he went all over the countryside, visiting the towns and villages of Nadia. The mridangas resounded tatai, tatai. The cymbals chimed in time, and Lord Gauranga's footbells jingled as his golden form trembled slightly in ecstatic love of God. Lord Chaitanya called out to the townsfolk, "You spend your nights uselessly sleeping, and your days decorating your bodies. Now, just fill your mouths with the vibration of the holy names Mukunda, Madhava, Yadava, and Hari, chanting without offense. You have achieved the rare human body. Don't you care for this gift? If you do not serve the darling of Yashoda now, great sorrow awaits you at death. Each time the sun rises and sets, a day passes and is lost. Then why do you remain idle and refuse to serve the Lord of the heart? Understand this essential fact. Life is temporary and full of all kinds of miseries. So make it your only business to take shelter of the holy name and always engage in his service. Desiring to bless all souls, the sweet name of Krishna has descended to the material world and now shines like the sun in the sky of the heart, destroying the darkness of ignorance. Drink the pure nectar of the holy name of Krishna and thus satisfy the soul of Bhakti Vinod. There is nothing but the holy name within all the 14 worlds. So, you know, one thing catches my attention, and I thought about it before class today, that we hear about the wonderful ecstasy of chanting Hare Krishna, and Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Rupa Goswami and the different acharyas speaking about how they wish they had millions of mouths to drink the nectar. So where is it for me? You know, that sounds nice, but why don't I feel like that? Someone would like to offer me a suggestion? Why don't I feel like that? What?
Offenses.
Anything else? No, that's it, actually. No, it's sadly the truth. But yeah, isn't it that our Vaishnava acharyas, they teach us, Lord Chaitanya has taught, that if we're not feeling attracted to Krishna, if we're not feeling very interested in the Krishna consciousness movement, then it is due to offenses from the past, current offenses. What are some of the different kinds of offenses? Someone. Blaspheming devotees. Vaishnava aparadha. What are other aparadhas? Yes, these are part of the 10 offenses. There's certain categories of offenses. So what are other offenses? There's seva aparad. There's dham aparad. What else? Understanding, yes. So there's different, one thing is that there's different categories of offenses to Krishna. If we speak ill of devotional service, or if we willfully show disinterest in doing some kind of service for the spiritual master or Krishna, this is seva aparadha. And then there's dham aparadha, that on the grounds of the temple or the grounds of a holy place like Mayapur or Vrindavan, one can commit offenses there. Guru aparadha, guru and Vaishnava aparadha, these are the most common and most serious offenses. And the result of offenses is that our taste for Krishna is reduced. So, if we want to increase our taste, one thing is to be very careful to avoid offenses and to remove whatever offenses that we're making. It seems as if that this chanting of Hare Krishna and this ocean of Amrita is really something worth tasting, if we can. But these offenses often block it. They're the main blockage. So how to remove the offenses is crucial. So what are some of the ways that we can nullify offenses? For Vaishnava aparadha?
Place.
Mm-hmm. Guru aparadha? How can we nullify guru aparadha? We have to pay, we have to ask forgiveness. You know, if we may make the horrible mistake. Even in our mind, it's a very subtle thing. If we, to the extent that we maintain material desires, you know, our spiritual master is often not right with us, maybe not even in the same city. We may not see the spiritual master hardly at all. But in the conversation between Sudama Brahman and Lord Krishna, Lord Krishna made this point to Sudama. He said, I am in the heart of everyone. And when I see that anyone is seriously trying to serve their spiritual master, I bless them. And then the other side is also there, that during our day, during our week, during our life, Krishna is there. And very often we bump up against some situation in which we have a choice. Am I going to follow the direction of my spiritual master or am I not? Am I going to do what he wants or not? And Lord Krishna is carrying the show, so to speak. On behalf of the spiritual master, Lord Krishna is seeing what we're doing. This is how the transcendental process works. So if we make offense to the spiritual master by ignoring his instruction, you know, that is, what's that? Is that the third offense, disobeying the orders of the spiritual master? If we show, what's the word for it, disregard or scorn, or I ain't gonna do that. this is an offense, you know. And so the result can be that we can lose our taste. If all of a sudden we find that we don't feel very attracted to our spiritual master, and we're just, it's very often due to offense. It is a sign, very likely, that we have made some offense and we have to go back. Even the spiritual master is not present and we bow down. Please help me understand what I may have done. I apologize. I'm always making offenses. Please forgive me and it will be cleared. The same thing with the deities, deity apparat. If, you know, generally speaking, we have some ongoing level of attraction to the deities. And for some stretch of days or something, or, I don't want to go to the temple. I don't want to see the deity. It's often because of some offense. Srila Prabhupada directly explained that one of the symptoms, one of the proofs that we're pleasing Krishna is that our heart will become attracted to him. And so then the reverse is that if we are displeasing Krishna and displeasing the spiritual master, our heart will become averse. Ultimately, you know, for the sinful conditioned souls, Krishna gives them a subtle body which is hardwired to be against him. You know, so we don't want that, you know. And if we commit very serious offenses, it can become like that for some days or some weeks, even longer, until the offense has been cleared. Another method of clearing offenses is to pay attention to the worship of Gauranga Nittai, to Gaur Nittai, because they don't accept offenses. And the very chanting of Nityananda Gauranga clears offenses. In the 8th chapter of the Adi Lila, Srila Prabhupada writes that for neophytes, it's actually more important to chant the names of Nityananda Gauranga than the Hare Krishna mantra. He actually says, a neophyte should not indulge in the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. They should chant Nityananda Gauranga. And then in the next verse in purport, he explains that we have to chant Hare Krishna, but we should not neglect the worship and singing of the holy names of Nityananda Gauranga, thinking that we're beyond it or something. So as today is the, birthday of Jayapataka Swami? So I remember one class he gave long, long time ago. He mentioned that he had heard from Srila Prabhupada that another part of the package of reducing our offenses is to share Krishna consciousness. Because giving this divine message of Krishna to others is so, so dear to Krishna, that even if we're not quite right, if we try to do that and assist, Krishna will turn a blind eye to many offenses, and he will help us to overcome our offenses because of, as Pani Bhushanam pointed out, seva. And we don't just chant Hare Krishna, but we also try and do some other service with the spiritual master, specifically within the mission of the spiritual master. And Srila Prabhupada was so enthusiastic to, and is, not was, is enthusiastic to engage us in Lord Chaitanya Sankirtan movement, because the service of Nityananda Gauranga is so, so powerful for removing offenses. When I was growing up, relatives would say, there'll be no talk of God in this house. And here I am sitting here. How is that possible? I'm a living example. You know, not that I'm so advanced, but it works. Yeah. So I'll stop here. Any questions or comments? Some discussion? John, anything?
I was just remembering in Narottam Das, I think it's Narottam Das Thakur's song, E Baro Karuna Koro, he mentions that when we commit offense to you, Krishna, the holy name, by chanting the holy name, we can be transcend that offense. Or, but when we offend a Vaishnav, there is no remedy for that. So anyway, that's a comment. Yeah.
Although it may be said that if one goes on chanting continually for a long time and seeks forgiveness, gradually it will be cleared. Before we go on, there's one definition of blasphemy of devotees, or blasphemy. Who knows one definition of blasphemy? What does blasphemy mean?
Belittling.
Mm-hmm. What?
Denigrating.
I heard an interesting way to understand blasphemy. When we are with a second person and we speak about a third person so that the second person walks away thinking less of the third person, that is blasphemy. That is blasphemy. Should never, never do that. Never do that. Sometimes managers or parents or people who are in some managerial position need to call a spade and need to discuss something someone is doing. But there is nothing worse. One of the main qualities of an uttam adhikari is they're completely free of the propensity to criticize others. They have nothing bad to say. Nothing. And it's very sad that we see some people who don't understand this. And it may not be part of the class, but I just want to mention that, you know, I read recently. Different things have gone on over the years, and devotees sometimes don't agree with things that are happening within ISKCON. They disagree with management and different things. And so Srila Prabhupada, there's two letters. So one of them, he says that, well, if you don't feel comfortable within this ISKCON society, if you disagree, then go away and be wherever you want to be and follow the sadhana of Krishna consciousness. But he specifically instructed, no schisms, no factions, no divisions, no anarchy. Those are his literal words, one after the other. No schisms, no factions, no divisions. If you have some difficulty, then practice Krishna consciousness wherever you want, quietly, and that's it. Any other discussions? Comments? It's just, you know, every day for many, many years, I speak to people, 2 to 10 people from around the world, devotees, people who are just interested in Krishna consciousness. And so often I have to hack through, well, I saw this on this website, and I saw this, and what about that? You know, it's horrible. You know, if we think that Srila Prabhupada and Lord Chaitanya are pleased by that, no, absolutely not, you know, absolutely not. It's terrible. Jai, all glories to Shishaguru and Gauranga. All glories to Hare Krishna.